Germany deporting convicted 9/11 suspect to Morocco. By Breitbart London on October 15, 2018. Berlin, AP. A Moroccan man convicted of helping Mohamed Atta and the other Hamburg-based September 11 suicide pilots as they plotted their attacks on New York and Washington was deported Monday from Germany to his native country. Monir El-Motesadik, who was convicted of membership in a terrorist organization and accessory to the murder of the 246 passengers and crew on the four jetliners used in the 2001 attacks, was flown by helicopter from a Hamburg prison on Monday morning. Blindfolded and with his hands and ankles shackled, the 44-year-old was then led by two police officers to another helicopter while other heavily armed police in balaclavas patrolled the area and watched from rooftops. Authorities wouldn't comment on the operation for security reasons. Mr. Motesadik will leave the country soon, Hamburg Interior Ministry spokesman Frank Rieskrater told the Associated Press. All the necessary procedural steps for this have been ticked off according to plan. El-Motesadik was released shortly before completing his 15-year sentence on the condition that he agree to be deported to Morocco. That would allow Germany to rearrest him if he ever returned to the country. It wasn't immediately clear what awaited him in Morocco. El-Motesadik was convicted of being part of the so-called Hamburg cell, including Atta and fellow September 11 pilots Marwan al-Shehhi and Ziyech Jarrah. German courts ruled that El-Motesadik was aware the three planned to hijack and crash planes, even though he might not have known specifics of the plot. They said El-Motesadik helped watch the attackers' backs and conceal them by helping them keep up the appearance of being regular university students paying tuition and rent and transferring money. El-Motesadik acknowledged training at an Al-Qaeda camp in Afghanistan, but insisted he knew nothing of his friends' plans to attack the U.S. I swear by God that I did know the attackers were in America, he shouted in accented German at a sentencing hearing. I swear by God that I did not know what they wanted to do. Originally arrested in Hamburg in November 2001, El-Motesadik was convicted in 2003 of membership in a terrorist organization and thousands of counts of accessory to murder, taking into account victims on the ground, becoming the first person convicted anywhere on charges related to September 11. He was sentenced to the maximum 15 years in prison. However, a federal court overturned that verdict in 2004, largely because of a lack of evidence from Al-Qaeda suspects in U.S. custody, and sent the case back to Hamburg. El-Motesadik was sentenced to 7 years in prison at the time, but was freed in early 2006 until his appeal could be heard. Later that year, the federal court reversed the Hamburg court's acquittal of El-Motesadik on the accessory to murder charges, ruling that the evidence knew the plotters planned to hijack and crash planes. It limited the number of counts, however, to the 246 people killed aboard the airplanes and the 15-year sentence was restored.